Roland Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, my people. Good morning. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to the brothers of Kappa Omicron, Alpha Phi Alpha at Duke University. I had the chance to speak to them last night about voting. A very, very good time with the students there. So thanks for inviting me out. Also, of course, Washington Watch airs Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
And
Sybil.
And?
Ann Coulter.
Oh, yes.
Will be on the show talking about her book, Mugged. She's also going to be on the panel. So, you know,
get
it's
up
going
in that
to
culture.
Be,
go, Roland.
You know, it's going to be an interesting discussion on the show. So,
who
folks,
made her an expert on black people?
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Probably.
And I.
Because in this book,
have,
she's,
an expert on black people.
She's an expert on what's wrong with black people.
Yeah. And I actually read the book, as painful as it was.
Yes.
And we will be chatting about her book. And, yes, I have a few questions.
I can't wait.
So, 11 a.m. Eastern. Y'all can't miss that. All right then, folks. Yesterday, President Barack Obama got a bit more combative in responding to Mitt Romney the day after the debate. Some are calling the debacle in Denver. Mm-hmm. But what is going to be the long-lasting impact? The next debate isn't for really a couple of weeks, but next week, of course, the vice presidential debate is. And so we'll turn to pollster Ron Lester to give us a sense of, does this really give Mitt Romney momentum? Does it change the game? Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
Doing great. All right, so does it really change the game? You hear game changer. Mitt Romney, he's walking around, chest all puffed out. He had two big rallies yesterday, got thunderous applause in Colorado, and then he went to Virginia. So what have you seen with these various polls, with the snapshots? Does it really change the election in some way?
Well, you have to remember the context. The president came into the race ahead in all nine key purple states. All of the states he was ahead in that are key here. In Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, and in Michigan, the Republicans basically took their advertising down and have pulled out. So he came in a very strong position. Now, it was not President Obama's best performance, and it is going to have some impact. The first thing it's going to do is going to create momentum. At their rally in the Shenandoah Valley yesterday in Virginia, they had huge crowds, probably the largest crowds of the campaign so far for Romney and Ryan, and both of them were there, number one. But number two, there were a lot of donors, Republican donors, who were ready basically to give up on Romney and start contributing to congressional campaigns. And they're coming back now. So some people in the Romney campaign believe that today might be their biggest day of fundraising so far. So a lot of money that was sitting on the fence or ready to walk away now is coming back to Romney in a huge manner.
Now, first of all, obviously we get money, we get those particular things as well. And next week, everybody keeps saying, well, it's going to be a long 2 weeks, but you still have the VP debate, and VP Joe Biden is not known for being a shy guy. And so will that also be a difference maker if he has a strong performance against Congressman Paul Ryan?
Sure, it will. And he has a long history of being a very effective debater. He's run for president a couple of times. He taught law school and has a lot of experience in this area. And the president has been a good debater before. I think what we've got to remember here is that Mitt Romney was in 20 debates in the primary campaign. So he was really tested. I mean, he was a fighter that had been in the ring. You know, he had taken a couple of shots and he'd given a couple of shots. President Obama has not been in that arena in terms of being in a debate in 4 years. And he was a little rusty. He was a little rusty. So he's got to pick his game up. What happened this week can't happen again. That is for sure. He's got to pick his game up.
Narrative, is that what's more critical in terms of having to have so many people having this conversation that we're having right now so that it keeps that conversation going and reminds folks of what took place a couple nights ago?
I think so. And that's why sometimes it doesn't immediately show up in the polls, the impact of the debate. I mean, the polls that came out yesterday and today still have Romney behind. But as more people talk about it and the story gets spread, it has a tendency to kind of seep into the consciousness and show up in polls a week later or 2 weeks later. That's why Biden needs to do well, and President Obama really needs to do well in this next debate to let people know that that was just, a bad night, but that the facts are on his side, and he's got to tell his own story. The fact checkers have not been kind, by the way, to Mitt Romney.
Right,
no,
they have
but that
not.
That doesn't seem to matter at this point because the style over substance was what seemed to have come out initially, anyway.
That's true, but I think the onus is on President Obama to clear things up. Like when Romney accuses him of taking $716 billion out of Medicare, he's got to clear that up because that's
gotcha.
Not true.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks a lot, Ron Lester. I certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And so,
thank
Tom.
You.
Yeah.
And. Ann Coulter, it shall be interesting.
Go get him, Roland. Go get him. Go get him.
Get in that ass, Scott. I'll take care of it.